This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The inflation rate ticked up in Colorado last month, mirroring the national trend. Food prices were up 4% in the Denver area, led by a jump in the cost of meat, poultry, and eggs. Gas prices rose too, reversing a year-long trend. According to AAA, the average price of gas is more than $3. 1 year ago, it was nearly 50 cents cheaper. President Donald Trump has nominated the head of a Denver-based oil and gas group to lead the Bureau of Land Management. Kathleen Scama leads the Western Energy Alliance, which represents independent oil and natural gas companies in the West. In an interview with CPR News last month, Scama was critical of the Biden administration's support for renewable energy sources.
They have their place, but they were promoted, overpromoted during the Biden administration, overfunded during the Biden administration. They have to be heavily subsidized. They don't make sense economically otherwise. So there needs to be a balance between renewables, oil, and natural gas.
Scama has support from some Colorado Republicans, including Representatives Lauren Boebert and Jeff Hurd. Her nomination must now clear the Senate. A semi-truck collided with a CDOT snowplow on I-25 early this morning. Colorado State Patrol troopers say it happened just before 5 a.m. near Walsenburg in southern Colorado. An initial investigation shows the truck hit the plow from behind. The truck's driver died on scene, and the plow operator was taken to the hospital. Their condition is still unclear. The sun returns to the metro tomorrow before clouds bring snow and rain Friday. This is CPR News.